At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, February 15th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed college basketball slate and go to the biggest and best matchup of the night, 7 o'clock on ESPN2 between two SEC heavyweights, Alabama visiting Tennessee. Tennessee is currently listed as a 3-point home favorite with a total of 145.5. Now going into this matchup, we have two top 10 teams. Alabama is 22-3. They're the number one team in the nation. Alabama has won four straight games. They just beat Auburn 77-69, covering as a 2-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Tennessee, they're 19-6. They're ranked number 10, but they've struggled a bit here. They've lost three of their last four. They just lost to Missouri 86-85, losing outright as a 12.5-point home favorite. So right off the bat, did you check who's favored in this matchup? Tennessee -3. Right off the bat, that should send off alarm bells. Why is Tennessee favored? Tennessee, with a worse record, worse ranking, lost 3 of 4. Why are they favored by 3 at home over the number one team in the country? This is one of those games where you go on Twitter and you see hashtag wrong team is favored. Take the points with Alabama. Public sees an easy layup. Public says, hey, you're giving me Alabama, number one team in the country, getting 3. Hammer the Crimson Tide all day. Currently, you're getting 65% of bets taking Alabama in this too good to be true spot. But again, looks too good to be true. Typically, it is. Tennessee actually opened -2 or 2.5. And we've seen Tennessee now get bet up to -3. So even though the public is all over Alabama, this line is actually moving toward the Tennessee Volunteers. So this would be a classic sharp reverse line move when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. If the public's all over Alabama, then why was Tennessee opening as a favorite and becoming more of a favorite? Why are the odds makers giving the public even a better number to sweat Alabama? Aren't they kind of saying, hey, come take Alabama. You like the points? Well, let me give you more points here. So it looks like an obvious play to Bama, but it looks actually sharp to go the other way and take Tennessee. Tennessee has great value as a contrarian favorite and the most heavily bet game of the night. So just from a pure bet against the public standpoint, Tennessee's in a really good contrarian spot. But also a fade the trendy dog angle here. You know, I like those gross dogs. They look like they got no shot. Those are the dogs that, at first glance look kind of disgusting, but those are the ones that have the most value. When you become a popular dog, you become trendy and you lose your value here. So public is always predispositioned to want to bet a favorite. So, of course, you know, hey, better team, take the better team. But when a dog becomes popular, they become trendy. It takes a lot to kind of make the public want to bet a dog. So this would be a classic fade opportunity for me. I'm looking at Tennessee here. If you look at two top 10 teams going head to head, the favorite is 9-3 against the spread this year, and they're 18-6 against the spread, 75% the last 2 years. So I would match here with Tennessee. Also Tennessee, SEC home favorites have been great in conference play. They're 43-13 straight up, 77%. So also a classic buy low, sell high standpoint here, or system play, where Bama's number one in the country, winning 4 straight, so sell high versus buying low on Tennessee, who's lost 3 of 4 and just lost outright as a 12.5-point home favorite. Remember, public remembers that. They like Tennessee in that spot against Mizzou. You lose outright here. Public says, no way am I going to lay 3 against the number one team in the country, but actually pretty sharp play here to go the other way with the Vols. Ken Pom does have Tennessee winning by 2 points. He actually has these teams ranked pretty closely. Like, You know, you look at the AP or the USA Today or, you know, the coaches poll, just the poll you see if you look, watch this game on ESPN2 tonight, you'll see Alabama 1 and Tennessee 10. But KenPom, based on the analytics, he's got a little bit closer. He has Bama number 2 and Tennessee number 5, so a little bit tighter here. You're really banking, if you're going to sweat Tennessee with me tonight, 56% you're banking on their defense. They're only giving up 56 points a game versus 69 for Alabama. Tennessee is 11-2 at home this year. And we did see some over money here. 143.5 up to 145.5. And Alabama is the number 2 fastest paced team in the NCAA. But I'd be looking at Tennessee here on the money line at minus 150. Just saying, hey, win the game here. And a really good contrarian fade the trendy dog spot in the most heavily bet game of the night. 7 o'clock on ESPN2.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward another heavily bet game in the SEC tonight. This is a 9 o'clock game on ESPN. Arkansas visiting Texas A&M. Currently, A&M is listed as a 3-point home favorite with a total of 141.5. Now, going into this matchup, two teams with good records, but they're both unranked. Arkansas is 17-8. They just had their 3-game win streak snapped. They lost to Mississippi State 70-64, losing outright as a 6.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Texas A&M, 18-7. They've won 3 straight. They just beat LSU 74-62, covering as a 6.5-point home favorite. Now, what have we seen across the market here? Pros are going A&M in this one. A&M opened as low as -2, -2.5. We've seen A&M now get bet up to -3. So right off the bat, we have line movement in favor of A&M at home. A couple of good system matches here. Number one would be a short conference home favorite, -5 or less, with a line move in their direction. So you're kind of in a short number, but you're in conference play. You're favored, you're expected to win. But again, you're getting that line move in your direction, telling you that some respected money's in your favor. Those teams are 137-98 against the spread, 58% this year, with an 11% ROI. You'd also match SEC home favorites, as we mentioned, same system straight up with Tennessee. Matches with A&M here tonight, 43-13 straight up, 77% in conference play. KenPom does have A&M winning by 2. So similar to, you know, looking at the money line for Tennessee, I'd be looking money line here with A&M, same price here, -150. But also A&M, conference play and home road. It really, really, you check off these boxes in favor of A&M. A&M is 10-2 in conference play. Arkansas is 6-6. So the Razorbacks, kind of 500 in conference play, whereas A&M has done very well playing teams, big rivalry games within the conference. Also home road. A&M is 12-1 at home this year. Arkansas is just 2-5 on the road. They've really struggled here. So home cooking favors the Aggies. It's also a revenge spot. A&M did lose to Arkansas back on January 31st, you know, only just a couple weeks ago. They lost 81-70 as a 3.5-point road dog in that one. So maybe some revenge on the mind here for Texas A&M. But I'd be looking money line here. A&M -150 on the money line, 9 o'clock on ESPN in another big SEC showdown.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweat of the Nights, I gave away a couple of them. I got Tennessee at -150. I got A&M at -150 as well, so a couple money line plays for me. But I got another one here for you. I'm going to go Northwestern. I'm going to take the points with the Northwestern Wildcats here. They are at home getting +1.5, so I'll take Northwestern +1.5 tonight at home against Indiana. Now, what I like about this one is it's kind of a really good buy-low opportunity with a really good KenPom edge. So Indiana is 18-7. They're number 14 in the country. They've won 3 straight. They just beat Michigan 62-61, covered as a 3-point road dog, won outright. Whereas Northwestern, 18-7, unranked, they've won 3 straight, and they just upset Purdue, the number one team in the country, 64-58, as a 5-point home dog. So typically, you know, if you just beat the number one team in the nation, typically you're going to be a trendy dog the next game, and public's going to want to play you. But that's actually not the case here. Despite Northwestern just beating Purdue, public still is just looking at this hashtag number 14 in front of Indiana, whereas if you look at Northwestern, obviously they're unranked here. So public says Indiana, higher ranked team, again, even though Northwestern's coming off this big win, there's no public love for them. So this game actually opened at a pick 'em. You even saw some shops like a -1 Northwestern, and the public is so heavy on Indiana tonight, getting 79% of bets, that we've seen the Hoosiers now get steamed up to -1.5 on the road. So what I like to do in these spots, you know, typically I do like, you know, kind of looking at line moves, but I don't love it when a team is so popular and the line becomes inflated. I like to go the other way here. So I think this actually provides a really good buy low opportunity to take Northwestern +1.5. They're one of your most contrarian plays of the night, only getting 21% of bets in a very heavily bet game. Also, if you look at unranked teams versus ranked teams, they're 213 and 161 ATS this year, 57%. And then if you take it another step further, if you are a short home conference dog, plus two or less, you're 64 and 45 ATS this year, 59%. This would be the same system that would match or did match last night with Providence, getting a big win there against Creighton. Aside from your number one contrarian play, an inflated line, this is also what I like to call a KenPom sound the alarm play. Woo, woo, woo. Why is it a sound the alarm play? Because KenPom has Northwestern winning this game, winning by 1 point. So if KenPom's got Northwestern winning by 1 point, and we're super contrarian, and we have a couple system matches, and we're getting them plus 1.5, that's a pretty good value play here. Northwestern is also 11-4 at home. Indiana is just 4-5 on the road. So I'm going with the KenPom sound the alarm. I like this value on a really unpopular buy low spot for Northwestern. Give me Northwestern. I'll take the plus 1.5 here. Let's go NW. College basketball in the lead up to March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. Now, I already gave you guys a couple sweats here. Tennessee minus 150 money line, A&M minus 150 money line, Northwestern plus 1.5. But you know I got to give you one more in hockey here for the puckheads out there. How about the Boston Bruins? What an epic comeback for the Bees last night, getting it done on a great David Pastrnak overtime winner. So let's go back to the ice. Got a late night game for you. Let's go New York Rangers. I'm on the Rangers at minus 195. They're on the road at Vancouver. A couple reasons to like the Rangers in this one. Rangers opened minus 185 on the road. They've now been bet up to minus 195. Straight off the bat, we have a 10-cent steam move in favor of the Rangers. If you look at a couple system matches here for the Rangers, if you are a road favorite of minus 175 or more this year, you're 73-30, 71%. It's been a good angle here to back these road favorites, especially with the line move. Also, it's a big rest versus tired angle. The Rangers haven't played since the 11th, whereas Vancouver played on the 13th. So Rangers have been off here for 4 days. And you also look at the Vancouver Canucks, they're playing their third game in 5 days. So a bit of a tired spot. You're going to get probably backup goalie here tonight as well, Dalia. Also, you know, recent performance here. Rangers have won 5 straight. Vancouver is just 5-15 their last 20 games. They fired their head coach. You also look at kind of trades in and out, guys who are, you know, coming into your group or guys leaving your group. You have the Vancouver Canucks who traded away Bo Horvat. Meanwhile, the Rangers picked up Vladimir Tarasenko, really good winger here, I mean to say, from the St. Louis Blues. But that rested versus tired angle has been really good. If you are also a road favorite off a win, that would match with the Rangers at 63% this year. But if you're a rested favorite off a win, you've had at least 2 days off, and you are rested favorite, you're coming off a win, over the last 3 years, that's a 65% system. That would also match with New York Rangers. Rangers 22-13 as a favorite. They're 15-5-4 on the road. Vancouver is just 12-23 as a dog, 10-14-1 at home. Also, both teams offensively are about the same, 3.3 goals a game, but defensively, Rangers only giving up 2.7 goals a game versus 4 for Vancouver. Power plays are similar, but again, much better penalty kill here for the New York Rangers. They're killing penalties at an 81% clip versus 65% for Vancouver. So give me the New York Rangers, minus 195. Give me Northwestern, plus 1.5. Give me Tennessee and A&M, both on the money line, at minus 150. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, February 15th. Hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. We have so much more going on, to offer at VSiN. If you are interested in more VSiN coverage and sports betting info, first thing you can do, or should do, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Just put in your email. You'll wake up every single morning to great sports betting coverage. Also, you can become a member at VSiN, get all of our best bet picks, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the DraftKings percentages, you know, looking to find out where the public is and where the sharp money's at, as well as all the articles beyond the paywall. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. And you can catch more coverage today. I'll be doing some double duty here. You can check out the Market Insights pod a little bit later today, which will be at typically comes out around 3 o'clock. I'll also be co-hosting betting Lombardi Line. slip of the tongue. I used to co-host Betting Across America, but it's not BAA, but it will be Lombardi Line. I was guest hosting with Ben Wilson yesterday. We're doing it again today. Tune in from noon to 2 for some great sports betting coverage, and also be joining Stormy and Sean King here for Follow the Money right after this pod drops here. So wish you the best of luck today, guys. Great day to wake up and start thinking about sports betting and sweat some games here today. Don't be sad. Football's over. It's really the March Madness that I'm excited for. Weather's getting a little bit better here in Boston, so it almost like feels like March Madness is in the air. But we got college basketball, we got NBA, we got NHL, the NFL draft around the corner, baseball, pitchers and catchers just reported. So it's a good time to be betting on sports, a good time to be sweating some games here. So enjoy all the bets for today, guys. Good luck. And, of course, hopefully we can cash some tickets today, because as the wise man of Easton likes to say, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.